Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in 2 Chronicles chapter 31. There are three different types of people. Those who make things better, those who make things worse, or those who leave things as they are. When they get into positions or around people, they carry whatever type of person they are with them. When they become employees or get a job, they either make the workplace better for them having been there, or worse, or things simply stay the same regardless, as if they were never there at all. In the same way that this is true of relationships or even social gatherings, it's also true of leadership. You'll find that some truly make the effort to change things, like Martin Luther King Jr. did, or his namesake, Martin Luther, from the Reformation. Both of those men were reformers, and so was Hezekiah, the character in our study today. He wasn't okay to leave things like they were. Without a doubt, he left Israel better off than it was before he got there. Good leaders don't just leave an organization better than how they found it. They leave the people there better off as well. The evidence of Hezekiah's amazing leadership is the effect that it had on the people. And this chapter outlines the incredible way that the people responded to Hezekiah's reforms. They did what they did in response to his leadership with all of their heart. There are three verses that punctuate this chapter. These verses emphasize the effect on the people. Verse 1 says, "Now when all of this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke in pieces the pillars and cut down the asherim and broke down the high places and altars throughout all Judah and Benjamin and in Ephraim, Manasseh, until they had destroyed them all. Then all the people of Israel returned to their cities, every man to his possession." You could say that the entire nation was mobilized under Hezekiah. Verse 5 says, "As soon as the command was spread abroad, the people of Israel gave in abundance the first fruits of grain, wine, oil, honey, and of all the produce of the field. And they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything." Then in verse 11 we read, "Then Hezekiah commanded them to prepare chambers in the house of the Lord, and they prepared them. And they faithfully brought in the contributions, the tithes, the dedicated things. The chief officer in charge of them was Conaniah the Levite, with Shimei, his brother, as second." All of those verses had to do with the people's responding to Hezekiah's call to take care of the Levites while they did their priestly duties. What were their priestly duties? Leading worship and making sacrifices in the temple courts. They were good duties, not like Nacho Libre, who said, "I need a better duty." But as these Levites carried out their duties, they needed to be fed. They couldn't just run out and get takeout or DoorDash some food to the temple. So Hezekiah reinstitutes the people giving a tithe of their crops of meat, wheat, wine, and oil to the priests to provide for them as they ministered to the Lord and to the people. So, if you look at the breakdown of this chapter, verses 2 through 10 are about the system Hezekiah sets up to oversee the amassing of the priestly provisions, the tithes, or the food to feed them. And verses 11 through 19 are about the system Hezekiah sets up to distribute the tithe, the provisions, or the food to feed the Levites. And these two sections, as you read them, really focus on two things. Number one, the incredible response of the people who gave abundantly. So much so that when Hezekiah comes to check on the progress, there are heaps of grain, wine, oil, and cured meat just sitting there in the temple. "What's all this?" Hezekiah asks. And the response is, "Well, the people keep giving, and it's just kind of piling up here." So Hezekiah starts the storehouses and the distribution system to spread the wealth among the priests and the poor. The second focus of these verses is the incredible leadership that Hezekiah exhibits that caused this kind of response from the people. He has an amazing amount of wisdom and skill in leading, which is evidenced by this chapter, which at first glance, I admit, is not the most exciting of chapters. But good leadership always has to use skill and wisdom to do the things that often nobody else wants to do, or things that people didn't think of. And that explains a lot of why people got excited and responded. You see, good leadership is easy to follow, but of course, all good leaders are good followers, and Hezekiah was good at following God. That's where he got his wisdom from, after all. That's why the end of the chapter, verse 20, says, "Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God." Verse 21 continues, "And every work he undertook in the service of the house of God, and in accordance with the law and the commandment, seeking his God, he did with all of his heart and prospered." You see, Hezekiah was following God, and God was bringing him the blessing that came with that. And we've said it before, that when David told God he wanted to build him a house, God said, "I'll tell you what, David, I'll look after your house because you're looking after mine." You know how you know a good leader? The leadership is personal to them. And this was personal to Hezekiah. Verse 3 points out, Hezekiah provided for the burnt offerings from his own possessions. In other words, the bulls, the goats, the sheep, the rams, those all came out of Hezekiah's own personal store. That meant that Hezekiah was leading by example. Maybe you'll be the one on your campus or workplace to lead by example. Recently at Through the Word, we received a testimony from one of our listeners who used to get to work early and listen to Through the Word for 10 minutes before she started work. She'd listen and sometimes laugh to herself, which evoked the curiosity of her coworkers who wanted to know what she was so gripped by. In the end, they started asking if they could listen along, and today it's become a regular work Bible study. All because one woman decided to be like Hezekiah and change things. You know, we started this chapter by stating that there are three types of people: those who leave a place better, worse, or the same. It's not a matter of personality, by the way, but a matter of choice. How will you leave your job or school campus? How will you leave your neighborhood? Better, worse, or the same? Hezekiah left it better. He left the kingdom way better. He led. Be the kind of leader today that Hezekiah was, and be the change you want to see in the world.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.